Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Leads to Emotional Health.
Hello, everybody. We have been in a series through the book of James that I'm calling A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. And life hadn't always been working very well for the last several weeks. What we're looking at is how God tells us to act, to respond, to think, to believe, and to feel when we're in the middle of a crisis. And how do you deal with the emotional and relational problems that are created by this COVID-19 pandemic? I told you that while the doctors are working on curing the disease, I'm trying to help you each week handle the dis-ease. That is the stress that is caused by the pressure and all the changes of the COVID-19 pandemic that you've been feeling and having your life turned upside down. Now, in my last message, I called that A Faith That Leads to Emotional Health. And I gave you the first 5 of 10 commandments for emotional health based on what the Bible says. James has a lot to say about emotional health. What I want to do today in this message is to quickly review the first 5 principles that we went over last week, and then share the final 5 in the what we're calling the COVID 10 commandments for emotional health. Now, I want to really encourage you that if you missed last week's message, to go back and watch it online, because I don't have time to go into all the details. I'm just going to quickly review those first 5 commandments, and then we'll get into the meat of today's message. Now, I said last week, 1, the first commandment for mental and emotional health in a crisis is to show grace to myself and to others. Show grace to myself and to others. In other words, to make it through this crisis, you need to treat yourself and everybody else the way God treats you. How does God treat you? He's gracious. He shows you mercy. He shows you forgiveness. He cuts you slack. And in the first part of this message, I talked to you about being kind to yourself and not expecting to be able to operate at the same level of efficiency and energy that you did before this crisis. You're in a draining time right now. Remember, we talked about in a crisis that your reserves are drained every day this continues. Your emotional reserves, your spiritual reserves, your physical reserves. Everybody's having a tough time. So we need to be kind to everybody, including yourself. Then the second commandment for mental and emotional health is to start and end each day by refueling your soul. And I talked about how your soul is your mind, and it's your will, and it's your emotions. You're not just a body. You have a soul. You are a soul with a body. How do you do that? How do you recharge, renew, refuel your soul? Well, you do it by getting into this book. This is soul food. This is God's Word. And you begin every day by reading a short portion of the Bible. We call it God's Word, First Word, and God's Word, Last Word. That the first thing you do every morning is you open your Bible and you read a short passage until God speaks to you. And then at the end of the day, you leave your Bible open on your dresser by your bed, and you read it the last thing at night. Very important. If you'll do that habit during this pandemic, you will really have a lot more emotional stability. Then the third commandment is to set and stick with a routine. And I went into detail last week telling you that predictability is an important stress reducer, especially when everything is unpredictable, when there's so many changes going on around you by the day, that routine develops resilience, that predictability creates stability, and that structure creates steadiness. And we talked about some practical ways to build a routine into your life. Then the fourth commandment we looked at last week is to stop watching so much news. You need to monitor your media intake. And why is that? Because we tend to become whatever we watch the most. And if you're constantly filling your mind with negative news, it's no wonder you're going to be discouraged. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be fatigued. And so we talked about replacing that with some more positive things. Then we talked last week, finally, about the fifth commandment, and we looked at schedule a daily connection with people you love. Schedule a daily connection with people you love. You refill your emotional tank, your emotional cup, by connecting with people you love. And we gave you some very practical teaching on that. Now, what I want to do is continue with the last five commandments. All right? Let's get into it. Number six. This is an important one too. Share your feelings instead of stuffing them. Share your feelings instead of stuffing them. I'm talking about all the negative ones that you've been bound to have felt during this pandemic. Anxiety, fear, boredom, frustration. Now, we talked about this in an earlier message, but I need to reemphasize it again because it's so important. Feelings are meant to be felt. Do you hear that? Feelings aren't meant to be stuffed. Feelings are meant to be felt. Feelings are neither good nor bad. They're just feelings. The only reason you feel anything is because you're made in God's image. God has feelings. The Bible says God gets angry. The Bible says God gets jealous. The Bible says God gets frustrated with people. God is patient, but he's also frustrated. God is sad. All of the emotions you have is because you're made in the image of God. They're neither good nor bad. They're just emotions. But when you swallow your feelings, your stomach keeps score. In other words, if you don't talk it out, you're going to take it out on your body. People say, oh, my aching back. Oh, my aching neck. Well, guess why? One of the reasons may be you're swallowing your emotions. You're stuffing your feelings. So I said this in an earlier message, but I'll say it again. Don't repress them. Push them down. Don't suppress them. You know, pretend like they don't exist. Instead, express them appropriately and confess them to God. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, share each other's troubles and problems. That means I got to share what I'm feeling. Okay? Because part of your troubles, part of your problems are the emotions you're feeling. This is why we have small groups, over 9,000 small groups in Saddleback Church. Share each other's troubles and problems. And in this way, you obey the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love your neighbor as yourself. And one of the messages of the future, I'm going to share with you how to love your neighbors yourself during COVID-19. But the Bible says we're to bear each other's burdens. We're to share. And for emotional health, you can't stuff it. You don't share it with everybody, but you have to have one person that you can be, hey, can I just tell you I'm really feeling right now? And then you share it with them. And they're going to love you. Paul gives us a great example of sharing your feelings instead of stuffing them in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. This is a key to emotional health. Okay? Here's what he says. He says, we want you to know, friends, about the hardships that we suffered in the province of Asia. Paul says, we were crushed. We were overwhelmed by great pressure. He's being honest about his feelings. He says, the burden was so heavy that we wondered if we were going to make it through it. Now, if Paul, the greatest Christian who ever lived next to Jesus Christ himself, could be that gut level about what he's going to go through, you could do it too. Who are you sharing your feelings, your emotions with? If you stuff them, you're going to get sicker and sicker and sicker. If you share them, you're going to get healthier and healthier and healthier. Get one person. Here's what James has to say. James chapter 5, 16. Confess your faults one to another. Notice he doesn't say confess them to God. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. Circle that word healed. You want to be healed physically. You want to be healed emotionally. You want to be healed relationally. It says this, share your faults. Okay? Now, if you're going to share your faults, that means you can also share your frustrations. And if you're going to share your frustrations, you can share your fears. And if you're going to share your fears, that means you can share your feelings. That verse, confess to each other what you're feeling. You've heard me say this many times, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please go to PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Rick's 365-day devotional, Open Doors, a year of daily devotions. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of this study resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. Now, if all you want is forgiveness, all you need to do is confess your faults to God. But if you want to be healed of them, the Bible says you got to share it with somebody else. This is the power of Celebrate Recovery. This is the power of honesty in our support groups. Now, let me give you a suggestion. You need to be aware during this time of unexpressed grief in your life. Yeah, unexpressed grief in your life during this pandemic. Why? Because you've already likely had a number of losses due to this pandemic. There are some missed opportunities. Some of you missed graduation. You didn't get to graduate. Some of you weren't there for the birth of a child or a grandchild because of COVID-19. Some of you couldn't go to funerals of loved ones because of COVID-19. There have been missed weddings, graduations, all kinds of life experiences that you lost out on, you missed out on. You need to grieve that. That's an okay thing. Grief is a good thing. It's how we move from transition to transition. Share your feelings with somebody else. Number 7, this is a big one too. It'll help you be more emotionally mature during the pandemic. Seek advice before making major decisions. Seek advice from other people before making major decisions. That's the seventh commandment, COVID commandment, for mental and spiritual and social and emotional health. You see, under stress, I don't have time to go into this in detail, but under stress, your brain drops to lower levels. And when you're under chronic stress, you're not thinking your best. You're not giving your best thinking. So before you make any major decision, it's pretty wise and it's pretty safe for you to check in with others. This is a good time to not make decisions that are major on your own. Proverbs 15, verse 22 says this, "Our plans often fail because we don't seek advice, but listening to good counsel will bring success." Do you want to be successful in life? Do you want to be successful through this coronavirus and COVID-19 crisis? He says, listening to good advice will bring success. If you ignore advice, he says, you're not going to make good decisions. You see, when you're fearful or when you're upset, you can't access the smartest part of your brain. And the more stressed and the more anxious you are, more like you're going to make dumb decisions. That's why Proverbs 11, verse 14 says this, "There is safety in seeking multiple counsel." All right? Safety in seeking multiple counsel. So for your own spiritual and emotional health, don't make major decisions right now by yourself. Get some other people to take a look at what you're thinking about doing before you do it. All right, couple more in the COVID 10 commandments. Number 8. Space renewal breaks throughout my day. Space renewal breaks throughout my day. That's times when I recharge. I intentionally refuel, recharge, renew, refresh. And you need to space them throughout your day. Now, this is another breakthrough that brain science is teaching us. And it is this. Instead of, for instance, a long hour break, and you think, okay, I had my break today, your productivity will actually go up if you, instead of taking one long break, take several 5-minute breaks during your day. Study has shown this now, that the way our brain works is that we don't need a long time to recharge, but what we do need is more frequency in recharging, emotionally, physically, spiritually. For instance, let me give you an example. Let's say you were to take a 45-minute walk in the morning. Well, that's a good thing, but you probably didn't need all 45 minutes to renew your mind. But if you took a 45-minute walk in the morning and then you sit down in front of a screen for the next 7 hours without a break, you just nullified the value of that walk on your emotional state. It would actually be better for you to take 5 5-minute walks throughout your day, where you work for a little bit and then you go walk for 5 minutes, and you work for a little bit, go walk for 5 minutes. That would have a better impact on your brain. So this is called the principle of spacing and dosing. Dosing, when you take medicine, you don't take one giant horse pill and that's it. No. To get over your illness, you take doses, and it'll say 3 times a day or twice a day or 4 times a day. Dosing gets the stuff into your system in a better format than one giant pill. And this is true in emotionally recharging. You need to figure out what renews you emotionally. I call it diverting daily. You know what recharges you, and then do it several times a day. Okay, if it's playing on the piano, if it's working in the garden, if it's shooting some hoops, if it's working on a puzzle, if it's reading a book, whatever recharges, refills your tank, shorter breaks taken more often will help you emotionally far more than one large break. This is an important principle. So what you want to do is periodically you get up, you stretch your body, you breathe deeply, you get outside. Nature is both healing and calming. You say, well, what do I do during those refreshing breaks that I'm taking, this little 5-minute break? Well, one of the things you can do is talk to God. Talk to God during those breaks, while you're walking, while you're you know, doing your hobby. That will recharge you in multiple ways. Here's a great promise from Isaiah 40, verse 30 and 31. Even young people become exhausted and give up too soon. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. That's refilling your tank. That's recharging your battery. They will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They'll keep running and not grow weary. They'll walk and not grow weak. That's called emotional health. That's spiritual health. And it comes from talking to God, waiting on the Lord. And you can do that when you take these breaks throughout the day. Let me show you one other great promise. It's Isaiah 58, verse 11. Here on the screen, it says this: the Lord will guide you continually, watering your life. Don't you like this? Watering your life when you're dry. You feeling emotionally dry right now? He says, I'll water your life, and keeping you healthy too. And you will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. God says, I don't want you drying up during this pandemic. I don't want you going dry. I will water you, but you got to spend time with me, you know, time each throughout the day. All right. Now, the next step, number 9, is also an important one. Very important. Number 9, if you want to be emotionally healthy as we come out of this crisis, serve someone suffering more than you. So I need to serve someone suffering more than me. Look around and you'll find somebody in worse situation than you are. For your own mental and emotional health, you need to get the attention off yourself. And you need to focus on somebody else who's hurting more than you are. You need to give back. You need to make a difference with your life. It's not about you. You need to get out of your self-centeredness. Now, James talks about helping the most vulnerable people many times in the book of James. Let me just read you one verse. We'll come back to this. In society, he says, the most vulnerable people, he said, are orphans, don't have parents, and widows, elderly, single adults. He said, they're the most sidelined and the most vulnerable. James chapter 1, 27. The religion, listen to this, the religion that God our Father accepts, the religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to care for orphans or widows who need help in their distress and to keep yourself uncorrupted by the world. He's talking about public charity and private purity. Public charity, help the people who are most needy, and private purity. Right now, our church is feeding tens of thousands of people. We normally feed a couple thousand families a month. This month, I think it was 30,000 families. And we are helping the most vulnerable in many, many tangible ways. There is a place for you to serve if you want to help. But it, not only will you help others, but serving others who have greater needs than you actually helps you refill your emotional and spiritual tank. There's many, many promises about this. Let me just give you one. Proverbs 11:25 promises, the generous prosper and are satisfied, and those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. You want to be refreshed yourself? Start refreshing somebody else. Look for somebody to help. Be a servant to others. Important. 10 commandments, COVID commandments. Finally, number 10. The 10th commandment is this: control what's controllable and trust God for the rest. Control what's controllable and trust God for the rest. Now, both of these are important. God has a part in your mental and spiritual and emotional health, and you have a part. Now, God isn't going to control the things that he's already given you control of. God gave you a lot of his will when he gave you a brain. And he gave you a brain, the ability to make good choices. And he gave you a will to choose. And he expects you to make wise choices. He said, so what is controllable? The things you have a choice in. A lot of things you don't have a choice in. But the things you do have a choice in, those are controllable. You can control when you go to bed at night. You can control what you eat. You can control when you get up. There's a lot of things that you can control. Those are the choices that's your part in the bargain. You control the controllables. But then you let God handle the stuff you can't control, and you trust him that. Now, James says a good example of this, the balance between God's part and my part. James says in chapter 2, verse 22, he said, a good example is Abraham. And from Abraham's example, he says this. From Abraham's example, we see that his faith and his actions, God's part and my part, his faith and his actions work together. His faith was made complete by what he did. Now, let me just be honest with you. It's easy to go to either extreme here. You can say, well, I'm just going to trust God. And you become a passive little, you know, clod. You give up all your humanity. I'm just going to trust God. And you use it as an excuse to do nothing. On the other hand, the other extreme is, well, if it's to be, it's up to me. And you act like God doesn't have any part in it. It's all on you. No, passivity is wrong. And depending like it all depends on me is both wrong. Both of them work. Faith and works. We're going to come back to this where James talks to us about the balance between God's part and my part in staying healthy. You know, in the first book of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, written by J.R.R. Tolkien, there's a moment where Frodo complains about all the evil and pain in the world. And he's upset about it. And he says, you know, everybody's experiencing this evil and everybody's experiencing this pain in his day. And he complains to Gandalf. And Frodo says, I wish it needs not have happened in my time. I wish it needs not happen in my time. I wished, and you may be saying that about this pandemic, I wish it hadn't happened in my time. But Gandalf wisely and sympathetically responds to Frodo, and he says, well, so do I, Frodo, so do I. And so do all the people who live to see such times. And then he says, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the times that we've been given. All we have to do is to decide what to do with the time that is given to us. There are a lot of things in your life you have no control over. You can't control a pandemic. You can't control how the government deals with it. You can't control a lot of different things. But you can't control the circumstances of life. But you can respond how you will respond. You can choose how you respond. And if you will put into practice these 10 principles from the Bible, you're going to come out of this crisis a whole lot stronger. You're going to be mentally stronger. You're going to be emotionally healthier. And you're going to be spiritually more mature. But it's all your choice. You get to choose how you respond. And here's the good news. You don't have to do it by yourself. Jesus Christ is waiting to help you. You don't have to do these 10 things on your own, certainly not on your own power. Jesus will be your Savior if you let him be your Savior. Now, I'm going to pray a prayer right now. If you've never prayed this prayer, I invite you to pray it. I invite you to say it again as a recommitment of your life to Christ. All right, let's bow our heads. Just say, Dear God, tell God, Dear God, you know how empty I am. You know when my tank is low, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically. And I need to be recharged. I need to be refueled. And Lord, I understand these principles that you have put in your word. But honestly, I can't do them on my own power. And right now, I'm so tired, I don't know I've got the energy to do these. So I need you in my life. I need your strength. I need your power. Jesus Christ, I need you to save me. I need you to change me. I need you to empower me to be able to do what you've called me to do. So God, I will make the right choices, but I'm asking you to give me the power to do them. I'm asking you to fill me with your spirit and your love. And I humbly ask this, that you accept me into your family. In your name I pray.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book. It's an entire year's worth of devotions as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
Go to PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000 and to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of this study resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.